Hey, Todd, what's up?
Not a whole lot, guys. I understand I get preempted for Peyton Manning coverage. I just want to know, if UT was playing in the field of 68, would Peyton have waited until after the second and third rounds before he made his official
That's what's funny. I mean, he's wearing a Tennessee Power T Tennessee orange shirt today over there at Baptist Point. Now, you're going to have to adjust your Super Bowl futures, right?
We already have tweaked the Titan odds. We took them from 75 down to 60. We've still seen an outpouring of support for the Dolphins. Obviously, the Redskins have removed themselves from that equation, you know, potentially trading up to get Robert Griffin III. But we have seen Denver money come in as well. So by betting alone, we believe that Miami and Denver are still the front runners.
What would it do to the Titans' odds? All right, you dropped them from 75-1 to 60-1. Peyton signs with UT. What do you think with the Titans? Well, he's already signed with UT. What do you think it would do to the Titans' odds?
Given that division and what you're looking at, making the Titans probably the second best team behind only the Houston Texans, I think you probably see those odds drop to 40. We'd handle the initial rush and wait until everything, you know, subsided with all the fanfare and whatnot, and then gradually bring them up depending on what the Titans chose to do through the draft and the rest of free agency.
All right, so you're looking at 75-1 right now. So, you know, Vegas would view that addition of Peyton Manning as increasing the Titans' odds of making a Super Bowl run.
No doubt about it. You're talking about nearly cutting those odds in half by adding Peyton Manning into the mix. I know one of the other big issues facing the Titans was that receiving core, but if we assume Kenny Britt stays out of trouble and on the field, I think throwing Manning under center and adding him to a backfield with Chris Johnson and Javon Ringer makes the Titans very formidable as you talk about an AFC playoff team.
Well, okay, with that being said then, over under, do you guys do that with, you know, the Titans being on primetime?
We don't actually set those, Blaine, but I think you'll see the Titans on primetime quite a bit. And I know when I was out there, we talked about their win total at 8.5, and it seemed like a lofty goal for them to get there with their schedule. I believe the addition of Peyton Manning would probably bump them to 9.5. You figure he may be good for more than that, but that schedule is still awfully tricky to navigate.
All right, I'm going to jump real quick. I know Brent has some questions, but I want to ask about Syracuse odds now that they lost Fab Melo.
Syracuse odds have actually gone up. We had them at 8-1 to win the national championship with Fab Melo in the mix. We take them up to 15-1 today. And Ohio State actually opened as our favorite to win the East Regional. Syracuse was the second behind them at 3-2. They've now slid down to 2-1. I think this is an orange team that's going to have a real hard time replacing the Big East Defensive Player of the Year.
All right, now continue with the NCAA, but talking about Kentucky, Calipari going to the Knicks. Is there any shot of that happening?
Right now, if I was setting odds on that, I would make Phil Jackson the heavy favorite, probably at minus $2. So you'd have to put up two to make one. I think Calipari a little bit of a longer shot, checking in around 3-2, just a shade below what his Wildcats are to cut down the nets in New Orleans.
Yeah, I want to continue with the Fab Melo discussion. What does that do for Vanderbilt?
I think Vanderbilt, like I've said before, if Vanderbilt gets through Harvard, they're one of the trickiest teams to try and have to deal with in that region. But given the fact we've taken a bunch of sharp money on our opening number at 6.5, Vanderbilt now bet down to 5, makes me believe there's a lot of skepticism that Vanderbilt will be able to handle the success of beating Kentucky on Sunday and winning their first-round tournament game in the Stallings era.
What's the Belmont-Georgetown line? I know I saw it down as far as 4, Georgetown by 4. What are you seeing in terms of sharp money on that game?
We actually haven't seen any sharp money in that game, and I've spoken to a number of the big gamblers out there. They were anticipating they could get Belmont as a 6.5 point underdog. We're surprised the bookmakers were one step ahead, as we had a number a little bit lower. You talk to a lot of people in the know, they had Belmont and Georgetown ranked 15th and 16th in the nation coming into this tournament. So the fact that the Bruins are seated on the 14 line just goes to show the selection committee doesn't handle them the same way we do in Vegas.
What's the biggest difference? I saw you tweeted out, you know, if Vegas did the seeding, what team was the most most overvalued and undervalued in terms of what Vegas where Vegas would have put them?
Belmont, definitely the most undervalued coming in on the 14 line. Probably would have been a 4 or 5 seed if we seeded them based on the power rankings that we use out here. The team most overseeded was Colorado State, who comes out and plays Murray on the 11 line. They probably would have been in the 16 seed play-in game.
Wow. All right, so you haven't seen a lot of sharp money yet on Peyton Manning to the Titans. You think we're ahead of the story here so far?
You guys may be ahead of the story for sure. It also factors in that we just don't have a lot of Titan fans that'll come out here and try and plunk down their money. You talk about some of the other teams that they're looking at, Denver and Miami. We see a much larger fan base for those two teams out here. So people may be waiting, lying, and then hoping that Peyton Manning signs with Tennessee before they make their move.
Well done, Todd. We appreciate the visit, man.
Always a good time, guys. Good luck in the Manning sweepstakes, and enjoy the games this weekend.